What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on Air Frequency. I hope everyone is having a great start to their week, and you have even a more cool vibe to the rest of your week. This episode, I want to talk about not being an old biddy. And what an old biddy means is not being an older, bitter lady or an older, bitter man. I was talking to someone today, and I just brought up, like, yo, because I don't want to end up like an old biddy, you know, like some older woman or old woman who's always complaining, who's always aggravated and not happy with life, you know what I mean? That's a scary thing. Like, oh, when I get older, I'm gonna be an old biddy. Like, nah, I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be that. we were just talking about being grateful and, you know, like finally realizing, like, yo, you gotta be grateful for the life that you have, even if it's not the best. Like, the other day I walked 3 miles, and honestly, I was grateful that I have legs to even walk. You know, something simple as that. You know, you put out in the universe just to show love for the higher power for giving you something so simple that could not be so simple for other people. Or I thought about the other day when water was coming out my faucet. Some people don't even have that. Some people don't have water that comes out their faucet. And I just said, you know what? I'm grateful for that. You know, because sometimes we don't realize what we should be grateful for, because it's something that we have every day, and it shouldn't be like that, especially being a New Yorker. Like, things come to you so fast, you're so busy, you want to hustle, you want to do all this shit, but you don't even take the time to sit back and be like, damn, like, yo, everything I have, you know, I don't have to have, you know what I'm saying? Like, I am grateful, I am blessed. For real. And, you know, I think about that. I try my best to wake up like I'm grateful for love. I'm grateful for myself. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for the air, the sky, whatever, you know, that comes into mind, because that's very important. You don't want to get older and be ungrateful. I also feel like people get older and be ungrateful or bitter, or even people now in our age, 30s, 20s, 40s, they're bitter because they are not living in their purpose, or they're not happy with themselves. They're not authentically themselves. So that could cause conflict in them, which they put outside themselves and they put towards others, whether it's strangers, people they work with, their husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, or wife, or their kids. That's not fair. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, you are the one that, you know, is the driver to your destiny. You know, even though if we don't want to admit it, you gotta look at yourself in a reflection and know that you are the driver to your destination. And I truly feel that. And I feel there are a lot of angry people and a lot of people who hold a lot of resentment and are bitter because they don't want to live their lives. I've seen it. Like, or they didn't live their lives and they're stuck in situations they can't get out of because they realize probably, like, it's too late. Or, I mean, it's never too late, that basically they feel like they're stuck in their lives. And that's the worst feeling to have, you know, and it's unfortunate. That's why I say, like, oh, live your life. Don't allow nothing to stop you from living how you want. Be authentic to yourself. Fuck everybody else. Like, be who you need to be for yourself to make you happy. Don't live a facade, even if it's on social media. Because you still have to look at yourself in the mirror, for real. Serious. It's not cool when you're bitter because that causes so much conflict in your body and, you know, the closing of your chakras. And you got to take that out. Even when it comes to complaining like that, yo, that shit is poisonous. A lot of people don't think it is, but it's poisonous because it takes away from what you have in your life and what you should be thankful for, right? You're always complaining. How do you notice what's around you? Who the fuck wants to hang around somebody who always complaining all the time? I know I don't. Well, I gotta go. Like, you don't hear from me for a while because nobody wants to hear that shit in the air or be around somebody who's always complaining, who always mad at the world. Like, what the fuck? If you had a superpower, your superpower would be mad at the world. You want to destroy the world. Fuck, you're not a superhero. You're a whole monster. Like, for real. And I know sometimes it could be hard to be thankful or you know, and see what in life you should be grateful for, but you got to do it in order to really not make yourself into a evil-spirited person or play victim all the time or everything that's happening always wrong. There's always something happening to you. When in all actuality, you making things happen to you. It's not always something happening. Yo, this is the world we live in. How you gonna choose to live? How are you gonna choose to live? This is the question you have to ask yourself. You know, I just think about things and I'm like, I don't want to live a life of bitterness or even regrets. I just listened to an old school song from Jay-Z called Regrets. And that song is fucking dope. I swear, like, Jay-Z back in the days, he was saying some shit. I mean, his newer songs, he say things. But back in the days when he was on that hustle mentality, like, he used to spit some shit. And that song, Regrets, definitely check that out if you can, if you haven't heard it. It's a really good song. And you know what I mean? It's just basically talking about living your life with regrets. You know what I'm saying? And living in the present and still doing what you need to do. And I really felt like I need to hear that today. Even though I am not as regretful as I used to be. There's times where I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have did that. Or what was I thinking? Or, you know, but it's like, why am I living my life like that? Whatever happens, happen, and it's time to move on. It's not time to, you know, lament on things that already happened. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep going no matter what. And that's that. I'm not going to sit here and keep making myself go crazy for shit that is behind me. You got to move forward. It's either you're going to learn from the shit that you do or you're going to be a victim the rest of your life. And I choose not to be a victim. I'm a whole conqueror. So with that being said, I feel like in order to change your life, you got to change the way you think, the way you feel, the way you go towards actions and keep it moving. Don't keep yourself stagnant because you feel like, oh, nothing could happen for you. You got to make sure you jump over that shit. You spring over that bitch like you in the Olympics and keep it moving. And if you have to look back and say, damn, I made it this far. And keep looking forward and I'm going further. Don't be out here growing up to be a old biddy. You know what I mean? Christmas is coming up. Being a Mr. or Mrs. Scrooge. Ain't nobody want to be around that motherfucker. In the movie, did anybody want to be around them? They was like, damn, this motherfucker mean as hell. Hell wrong. What the fuck is on his biscuit? Hot butter? You know what I mean? Hot jelly? What is on his biscuit? But yo, make sure to always stay grateful. Don't live in the past. Do not live in fear and always keep going. You're not a victim. You're a conqueror. All right? So I hope it resonates with somebody. Nothing but peace and blessings.